Alex Nagy, Pro Circuit Pulpcast. Nice work. 108 or 118 attempts, and you did it, man. Good job.
Thanks. Yeah, I honestly haven't even kept track of how many night shows or how long. I mean, I know my first year racing Supercross was in 2013, and I did that on a 250. And then every year after, I've been in the 450 class. So this is kind of like my first time back in the 250 class. Yeah. And I'm glad I was finally able to capitalize on a good coast to ride and be able to put it in the main finally.
Yeah, you got to be stoked. Hey, and you went after the guy in third. That was sweet. Meshi, you got him. Like, you rode yourself in there. That's good. It's a good way to do
it. Yeah, I knew the person that was in fifth was coming for me.
Yeah, Harry.
And I knew that Meshi was pulled up pretty hard, and I knew that if I wanted to for sure like lock it in and not have a nail biter on the left lap, that I would have to get Meshi. So I was like, screw it, I'm going to hit the whoops as fast as I can. And luckily I was able to make the pass on him and then pretty much just ride it in. At that point, it was smooth sailing.
A couple weeks ago, you were close too. I think you were in fourth and got passed. How bummed were you for that?
I think it was Indy 3. I was on the bubble pretty much the whole night. I think I was running 10th in the heat race, and then I think I ended it like 11th, and then I was running 5th and 6th in the LCQ, and I ended up 6th. But I mean, honestly, I wasn't too bummed about that one because I was like close enough to taste it, but not close enough to like think I had it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of just like a good building from it. I was really coming for the first Indy. I felt good. I qualified, I think, the best I had on the 250 so far. And then I didn't even make it past the second or third turn in the heat race. And I was just like wiped out on the ground. And that, that pretty much ended, it completely ended that night. And then the second Indy 2, I was still feeling it. And then I was like, all right,
yeah,
I'm ready to roll for the third one. And like I said, it was good, but it just wasn't good enough. You know,
are you going to reward yourself for the hotel tonight, Nagy?
No, I'm still here in the parking lot, so I'm going to spend the night here. I spent the night here last night. I spent the night in the van the night before, and I'll probably spend the night in the van tomorrow night too.
Okay.
So, it's kind of funny because even at Indy, I stayed in the van and
Really?
I didn't run it. Didn't use the heat in it. Didn't have a heater, nothing. I just had four sleeping bags. And I just grinded it out. And honestly, it wasn't, I mean, it sucked. It was cold. Like, waking up in the morning, and when you're like kind of cold, and then you got to put cold clothes on or cold gear on, it was, I mean, that was rough. But
yeah,
like, you know, like I always say, once you, like, that, like, you don't even really think about it. It's just in the past, you know?
Main event went good for you though. 14th, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're in the mix, you know?
Was
like,
I? Yeah. 14 or 15? I think were saying I got 15. Honestly, I don't know what I got, but I thought I got 15.
15th. I'm sorry. Yeah, you got 15th. Yeah.
15th.
But that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was pretty stoked on it. I honestly, I had no clue what place I was in the whole main because I'm here by myself. No mechanic, no nothing.
Yeah.
So just grinded it out. But I knew I was not in last. I knew I was somewhat ahead. And then I kind of could tell as like my goal going into it, and especially towards the end, what I was pushing for was I didn't want to get lapped twice. So I was pretty stoked that I just made the cut to be able to make all the laps besides the one that I was down. So that was pretty cool.
We were bugging Jericho on our group text, me, A-Ray, and Jericho, that he better not be waving you on and pay attention to his rider. But he did.
Yeah.
He did set your start device. He said he felt very proud.
He did, yeah. I was gonna tell him, hey man, like get a picture of me and Christian on the line, but I don't think he even had his phone on him. He's so big time that I didn't want to blow it. So I was like, I'll just leave it be.
Right.
But
right.
But yeah, how weird is it that like Christian ends up in the LCQ, he wins it, I got third, and then we end up next to each other in the heat.
Yeah.
I mean, in the main event.
In the main.
So it's kind of funny how that all worked out.
Oh, he was very happy, very proud, Papa Derek Rankin.
Yeah.
Very proud.
Yeah, he was. So he's always got my back.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you think, and A-Ray and I were joking, do you think it was the ramps in the off season or was the sand pits that got you ready for this Supercross season?
Honestly, I didn't even have an off season because I was in Illinois the whole time. So all I did was ride. I would tart my track back home and then like ride with like a track that was half snow and then two jumps of dirt. And that was all I did. I wasn't in California. I didn't really, this is the least prepared I've been going into a year. And I did the first round on a 450 and was able to get in on it, which was sweet. I was stoked on that to make the night show.
Yep.
And then, I wanted to do a 250 the whole time, but I didn't get the bike that I'm riding until the night I left for Houston.
Okay.
So I pretty much just had a brand new 250 and I'm like, okay, I'll race the 450 at the first one and then switch the suspension over. And I broke the bike in the parking lot. And the first time it ever saw dirt was the practice at Houston too, which is pretty funny.
Privateer life, Alex. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. It's got my, I got the same Racetech suspension on it that I ran the entire 2020 Supercross season on.
Oh,
so,
God.
So it's pretty funny. And it's other than, I got foot pegs and then Pirelli tires, the suspension, stock bar, stock grip, stock header, stock clutch. And the only change that I made for this one was I changed the gearing finally.
Oh.
And I think that helped it quite a bit.
That's what did it for you. So you're gonna go 450s now?
Yeah, that's the plan. I'll do 450 for the rest of the year. Other than I think there's one more 250 East, or maybe there is.
Yeah, there's Salt Lake. Yeah, there's one more Salt Lake, and then the shootout.
So yeah, that'll be pretty cool. I'll look forward to that one for sure.
Well, that's cool, man. Thank you for doing this. Congratulations. Everyone was stoked for you on Twitter and everything.
Yeah.
So, Neg, putting it in. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, it's funny because everyone was telling me they were going to pick me for their fantasy tonight because it was supposed to rain.
Yep.
And then I went out and practiced and it was dry and I was almost going to text the people like, hey, like maybe you shouldn't pick me for your fantasy. They'll probably blow it. But good thing I didn't because I came through for it.
Yeah, we had I think a 300 people picked you or something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I delivered them pretty good.
Big time.
Honestly, how does that work? So like someone picks me and I think I saw I had like a 16 handicap or something.
Yeah,
like 16, how is that all?
16 is the highest handicap it goes on. So basically it works off of 10th position. So like if you were 12th, a handicap 12, and you just made the main, you would get double points. You always want to get double points. is the deal. So you were well within, and you can max out at 52. So you maxed out, I believe.
So those 300 people, I helped them do pretty good. Then,
oh yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah. They're stoked. They're
That's
stoked.
Cool.
They're very happy
Sweet.
With you. So,
well, yeah, I'm glad I could deliver for all the people that believed in me. 118 night shows, but I finally made one.
Nice work. Thanks, Nagy. Thanks for doing this.
Man.
I'll talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling me. I appreciate it.
See you. Bye.
See you.